Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, there were angry exchanges in the Dáil today over comments made by the Taoiseach on the housing crisis. Parades took place right across Northern Ireland as Protestant loyal orders celebrate the 12th of July. The PSNI warning of traffic delays right across the north as returning bands and lodges parade in their own areas as they return home. There is also a large amount of traffic being reported in Donegal this afternoon and evening. The Cost of Living Coalition is describing October's budget as make or break for families who are struggling with rising prices. And we'll hear of a draft sex education curriculum for secondary schools, which has been published today. Later in the bulletin, Oisin is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with angry exchanges in the Dáil today between the Taoiseach and a Donegal TD over the housing crisis. Yesterday, Leo Varadkar suggested that many people have turned down multiple offers of social housing for whatever reason, and that may be one of the reasons that homeless figures remain high. Well, Donegal TD and Sinn Féin finance spokesperson Piers Doherty demanded that Mr. Varadkar apologise, claiming he was effectively blaming the homeless for their situation. Well, that's something that Mr. Varadkar denied.
Deputy, it's a pretty huge leap to say stating the fact that people refuse offers of accommodation is somehow blaming them.
Deputy Doherty, please. Deputy Doherty, please.
You should apologise for it. Not very many of the 12,000 people have been offered accommodation. You know it fine well. And you should apologise for putting the blame on the housing crisis on their shoulder.
Deputy Doherty.
It's disgraceful.
Well, last night in the Dáil, Deputy Doherty claimed a change of government would be necessary to resolve the housing crisis. Speaking during a Sinn Féin motion on the need to support renters, Deputy Doherty said the government is presiding over a culture which is allowing the housing crisis to worsen. He told the Dáil that no county is exempt from its effects, including his own.
Since this government took office, homelessness has risen by 44%, with 3,699 children homeless last month. Now, that hides the hidden homeless that are forced to rely on the charity and goodwill of friends and family for a place to stay. We know spiraling rents and house prices have surpassed the peak of the Celtic Tiger, and they have left young people, families, even pensioners locked into increasingly insecure and unaffordable rental market with little hope of ever buying their own home. And all of the evidence of this points in one direction, and that is that a government that is against home ownership, a government that is making home ownership more and more difficult. Because this housing crisis has now seeped into every corner of our society and economy, including my own county of Donegal. And it is a direct threat to the economy, with businesses finding it now increasingly difficult to recruit and to retain staff. The housing crisis can be solved, no doubt about that. But it cannot be solved by this government or the parties that created and deepened the housing emergency. Only a change of government will deliver. A change of government which delivers public housing programme fit for the scale of the challenge we face, that introduces a ban on rent increase and introduces a refundable tax credit, that reinstates the eviction ban and that uses emergency powers. That is how we will address the homeless crisis. This government hasn't the capacity to do it.
Deputy Piers Doherty there speaking in the Dáil last night. Earlier we heard his exchanges with Leo Varadkar in the Dáil this afternoon. Well, parades took place today across Northern Ireland as Protestant loyal orders celebrated the 12th of July. The main demonstrations were at 18 venues, including Coleraine, Clogher, Maharafelt and Dromore, with the Orange Order estimating there were around 500,000 people either participating or spectating. The PSNI is warning of traffic delays right across the north as returning bands and lodges parade in their own areas on their return home. Increased traffic levels and delays also being reported in Letterkenny and other parts of Donegal this evening as people came across the border to visit for the day. The Cost of Living Coalition is describing October's budget as make or break for families who are struggling with rising prices. The group is planning a major pre-budget demonstration in Dublin City Centre on Saturday, October 7th. The coalition is made up of trade unions, student unions and political parties who are calling for the eviction ban to be reintroduced and for investment in affordable housing. People Before Profit TD Paul Murphy says the government needs to understand how much pressure some families are under.
That's why we think people need to come out and protest in advance of the budget on October 7th to say we need price controls on the essential goods, on groceries, on energy. We need increases in social welfare payments at least equal to the rate of inflation. And workers need wage increases because more and more workers are working for poverty wages.
Miranda Bauer is Campaigns and Engagement Officer at the UCD Students' Union. She says the rising cost of food and accommodation remains a huge issue for students.
Whenever we talk to students, the main issue that tends to arise is accommodation. A lot of students can't pay rent. They sometimes can't afford food after paying rent. And we see a lot of them, after college, they want to emigrate because of it. So it's one of the most pressing issues at the moment for them.
SIPTU says its members in the retained fire service have expressed major disappointment at Labour Court recommendations aimed at ending a dispute over pay and conditions. The proposals include an increase in the retainer paid to crews by up to 33%. However, firefighters say that only represents an increase of around €3,000. It's expected the recommendations will be rejected, with crews due to be balloted later this week. Station officer in Cork, Mark Sinclair, says it's still very difficult to recruit new crew members.
Any bank will laugh at a person if they're going to get a mortgage with this. And the hardest part about it is any employer that knows you're into retained fire service, especially in a busy station, they are not going to take you on because they can't rely on you. So it's very hard to get another job with it. So nothing has been really done that will ease the recruitment trouble that's there at the moment.
Over 300 bite-sized further education courses have been launched today to help upskill Irish workers. The new MicroCreds platform offers short, flexible opportunities for lifelong learning through seven partner universities. An OECD report recently found a skills shortage here puts Ireland at a particular disadvantage to changes in the world of work. Well, Further Education Minister Simon Harris admits the state has fallen behind the rest of Europe when it comes to lifelong learning.
We can be so proud in this country of our education system, living in a country where we have the highest participation rates in higher education in Europe and generally in the OECD. But that does mask a reality, because that just measures the traditional definition of education. More and more education is about lifelong learning. And being quite frank, that's where we become very average at a European level.
The company contracted to develop the National Children's Hospital has been accused of not meeting its obligations. It was one of a number of claims made before the Oireachtas Health Committee this afternoon by the hospital's board. With more details, here's Andrew Louth.
The National Paediatric Health Development Board appeared before the Oireachtas Health Committee this morning. Here, CEO David Gunn made a number of claims about the performance of BAM, the hospital's contractor, in building it. These included missing targets.
Based on BAM's commitments, 3,000 rooms should have been completed by now. To date, 27 rooms have been deemed complete.
What have been described as grossly inflated claims.
2,175 claims have been raised. The substantiated value, as claimed by BAM, is €756 million.
And no firm date when the building will be completed.
BAM has previously confirmed in writing that an updated programme would be submitted by the 7th of July 2023. And we are still awaiting this programme.
Of the over 2,000 claims made by BAM, just 16 of them relate to 2,376 working days at a total cost of €573 million. The board would not give a figure of the total completion costs of the hospital and added that it has submitted a capital request to the government. However, if BAM was to be successful in all of its claims, it would bring the costs to nearly €2.2 billion.
A Benelli BN125 motorcycle has been stolen from the Glencar Irish area of Letterkenny. The bike is red and black in colour with registration number 191C8370. It's believed the bike was taken at some point between 9 o'clock last night and 7 o'clock this morning. Gardaí are urging anyone who believes they've seen the bike or has any relevant information to make contact with them. A photograph of the bike is available on our website, highlandradio.com. A new draft sex education curriculum for secondary schools has been published this afternoon. It'll cover the likes of sexuality, gender and how to nurture healthy relationships. It's set to be taught to senior cycle students from September of next year. with more. Here's Ellen Butler.
The National Council for Curriculum and Assessment says the aim of this new curriculum is to provide accurate and age-appropriate information to create resilient and empathetic young adults. It follows a new junior cycle SPHE curriculum announced last summer. There are concerns, however, from some quarters that the gender element is not appropriate. Alan Whelan is the president of the Catholic Secondary Schools Parents Association.
This document talks about all genders. Well, I only know of two genders. And anyone who's done any sort of biology will only know of two genders.
But sexologist Dr. Siobhan O'Higgins, co-lead on the Active Consent Programme based in the University of Galway, says there's nothing to be feared from discussions on sexuality and gender.
It's just like different religions. It's just like saying, you know, in our Catholic society, we shouldn't have an understanding of how Hindus worship. It may not be what you believe.
The curriculum hasn't been finalised yet. The NCCA is looking for feedback from students, teachers and parents with an online survey available on its website until October 18th.
Two bus services were cancelled travelling between Donegal Town and Dublin in the early hours of this morning. In a statement, Bus Éireann sincerely apologised for the inconvenience caused after the 1am Donegal to Dublin service was cancelled because of the short-term lack of a driver. The 6:30am Dublin to Donegal service was also cancelled as a result. Bus Éireann say that passengers that were due to travel on that service were accommodated on the 8am service instead. Bus Éireann says they understand how frustrating cancellations are for customers, particularly when travelling to and from airports. Around 100,000 people tuned into the RTE player to watch Ryan Tuberty's appearance at the Public Accounts Committee yesterday. An additional 43,000 tuned in to the Oireachtas Media Committee for the former Late Late Show presenter's appearance. RTE says these streams only apply to the player. It does not include figures for those watching on the RTE News Channel on a television and for those watching on the Oireachtas.ie website, where proceedings are also streamed. The opening statements were also broadcast in part on a number of independent broadcasting platforms, including Highland Radio. The Enterprise Minister, meanwhile, says he'll continue to recuse himself from discussions on RTE's future, despite the fact that his brother has now left the executive board. Rory Coveney resigned as Director of Strategy at RTE on Sunday, ending a 15-year-long career at the station. His brother, Minister Simon Coveney, says it would still be inappropriate for him to get involved in any issues relating to the reform of RTE.
I think it's appropriate for me, given the fact that one of my siblings was on the executive board, that I didn't and don't get involved in the public debates and discussions around the reform within RTE, and I think that's the appropriate thing to do.
It's hoped Europe will have a nature restoration law in place before the end of the year. The controversial proposals were the subject of a flurry of votes in Strasbourg today. It was approved by a very tight margin and now goes on to another stage of negotiation. Green Party MEP Grace O'Sullivan says that's now between the European Parliament, the EU Commission and the EU Council of Ministers.
The three parties will come together over the next few weeks and they will just negotiate the last elements of the legislation. So it will still be argy-bargy, it will still be negotiation, and hopefully before the end of this year we will have a nature restoration law.
Gear your club up for the season with a great range of footballs and training equipment from names like O'Neill's, Murphy's, Precision and Mitre at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, sponsors of sport on Highland Radio. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15. Good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with football. St Pat's boss John Daly wants his players to enjoy this evening's Conference League qualifier. They're in Luxembourg to play at Dudelange in their first qualifying round. Daly says his Saints players will not be feeling under pressure.
I think you work hard all year, all season to get into these situations, so it's important that, you know, first and foremost, we're obviously focused on the job at hand, but I think it's really important that there's an element of enjoyment and you know, that they're aware of they're here because they've earned the right to be here.
The game starts at 6:30 in Luxembourg, while in a tie which kicked off at 5:00, Irish League champions Larne are in Finland and they are playing Helsinki. That's HJK of Helsinki, and are trailing in the early stages. They conceded a penalty in the 3rd minute, so Helsinki already early on in that game leading Larne by a 0-0. Derry City are in the Faroe Islands where they play HB Tórshavn on Thursday. Ahead of that game, Derry have announced the signing of Sam Todd. The 25-year-old Donegal native was in the city's academy before being brought into the senior squad in 2017. Sam then moved to Finn Harps a year later before earning a scholarship at UCD. He won't be available for a number of weeks due to injury, but when fit, he wants to win trophies.
First time Higgins spoke to me was January, to be fair. 6 months later, I'm finally here, but yeah, delighted to get it over the line. And just excited for times ahead.
That's a long-term signing. It may not be just this season. You're thinking the future.
Yeah, 100%. I'm here for a couple of years, so hopefully I can just get back fit and get back doing what I can do and impress the crowd, win some trophies.
Republic of Ireland manager Vera Pauw says Katie McCabe is fully fit ahead of their final World Cup warm-up friendly. The captain injured her ankle in last week's friendly defeat to France, but Pauw's confirmed that McCabe is training fully ahead of Friday's behind-closed-doors game with Colombia in Brisbane. The GPA has welcomed the view of GA Director General Tom Ryan on the protests engulfing the women's codes. Women's footballers and camogie players will not be engaging with official media duties for the remainder of their All-Ireland Championships. They've stepped up their protest as they seek the implementation of a female squad charter. Ryan told this afternoon's Oireachtas Committee meeting on the future of the sport, says a charter would be the responsibility for the LGFA and camogie associations. On the pitch tonight, there's a number of games in the Donegal All-County League for the men in Division 1. Already safe, Sean McCools and Downings will meet in Balbuffet at 7:45, while Division 2, Neve Breed, will play Fanna Gaels, and there's a Division 4 clash between Glenfinn and Glenswally. On the basketball front, Letterkenny man Killian Gribben will be back on court this evening as Ireland play their fourth game at the FIBA Under-20 Men's European Championships. The Irish will take on host North Macedonia in their final group game, looking for a second win of the competition. They took their first victory on Tuesday, beating Slovakia 78-68, with Gribben scoring 20 points in that game. Ireland lost their opening games to Bulgaria and the Czech Republic, with Gribben's total at 30 points so far. The knockout phase of the competition starts on Friday. There will be a new Wimbledon women's singles champion crowned on Saturday. Defending champion Elena Rybakina lost her quarter-final in three sets to last year's beaten finalist Ann Joubert. The Tunisian will now play Arana Sabalenka in the semi-finals. The second seed overcame Madison Keys 6-2, 6-4. Chris Eubanks could be on the verge of pulling off a major Wimbledon shock. The world number 43 has come from behind to take a 2-1 lead over the men's third seed Daniel Medvedev, and they're locked at 3 games apiece in the fourth set. On centre court, the game there is going into a tiebreaker in the first set, with the top seed Carlos Alcaraz taking on the sixth seed Holger Rune. And in cycling, Jasper Philipsen sprinted to victory on today's 11th stage of the Tour de France. It's the Belgian's fourth stage win in this year's race. Jonas Vingegaard retained his leader's yellow jersey with a 17-second lead over Tadej Pogačar. And that is it from the Sports Desk for today, Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisin. Well, as Oisin said there, the GAA are appearing before the Oireachtas Joint Committee on Sport and Media this afternoon. One of the issues that was discussed at that meeting was GAA Go, and Declan McBennett of the GAA told the hearing that the Central Competitions Control Committee decides when matches are played. He said matches for streaming services GAA Go are not being cherry-picked. It was confirmed during the hearing the GAA will earn around €4 million from GAA Go this year. Mr. McBennett said, in speaking with Fine Gael TD Alan Dillon, that there were reasons why the Kerry Tyrone quarter-final was put behind a paywall.
Why can't you broadcast that game on a Saturday in exceptional circumstances?
The two games that were assigned to us that weekend are the Sunday games. Pardon?
The games were in Croke Park.
Absolutely, yes. But the two games that were assigned to us were... So we asked for Dublin Mayo, and we got Dublin Mayo, and therefore we get the game that goes along with Dublin Mayo. That could have been Armagh Monaghan, or it could have been Derry Cork. It ended up being Derry Cork. It's a CCCC decision, okay. Deputy.
Well, the sports minister says it's not for her to support the idea of increasing a levy on gambling to help fund soccer in Ireland. The Dáil heard a motion this morning from the Labour Party to increase funding for the sport, following on from a recent FAI report which calls for €860 million to be spent in the next 15 years. The government said it wants a funding model to support all sports. Minister Catherine Martin says issues raised from the motion on an increase in a gambling levy aren't for her to decide on.
There are a number of elements to this motion which do not fall under my remit. With regards to an increase to the betting levy, this is a matter for the Minister for Finance. And it is understood that money raised from the betting levy goes into the general exchequer funds rather than being ring-fenced for particular purposes. But I would, of course, support any measures such as an increase in the betting levy, which could in turn feed to increased funding for sport more generally.
Gardaí and Donegal are urging people never to click on a link on a suspicious text message and to delete such messages upon receipt. Another text purporting to be from a bank warning of unusual activity is doing the rounds. The recipient is told their card has been placed on hold until further action is taken. Gardaí say anyone who's fallen victim to such a scam should report it to their bank and then get in touch with their local Garda station. And a Letterkenny councillor says the allocation of €4 million under the Urban Regeneration and Development Fund is an endorsement of the work being done by Donegal County Council to ensure that everything possible is being done to tackle dereliction and vacancy. Councillor Kieran Brogan says officials, including a recently appointed vacant homes officer, have been working hard on the ground to prepare for the potential offered by this funding. He says it'll augment funding for the redevelopment of the Market Square and the provision of a new transport hub. Councillor Brogan says we're entering into a very positive time for Letterkenny.
That's an additional €4 million for the derelict buildings and properties that are in mainly the town centre of Letterkenny. We as a council, throughout different meetings, have identified some derelict buildings that are there. This now gives the additional funding to our own team who's working on the regeneration projects that have identified buildings as well to go and work first of all with the landowners to try and be achieved or buy or bring them out of dereliction, and then a possibility if that's not possible that they can be done by a CPO, which is a compulsory purchase order. That's something that's very welcomed, and there is a few derelict buildings that have been in disrepair for some time. This is on top of the €18 million that we would have been allocated previously for the work at the Market Square, the work in the old courthouse, and the work in the new transport hub as well. This is the biggest funding envelope that we've seen for Letterkenny ever in my time in public life, and it's all very welcome because identifying the site and getting the work to progress with the new transport hub is something that's badly needed for the town, as is the derelict buildings and regeneration and the possibility of additional housing in the town centre.
The Coherlook of the MD, Councillor Kevin Bradley, says as far as he's concerned, there are people on the ground, the derelict officer is working in the background, and he believes within a year we'll actually see progress on these projects and we'll see dividends coming from this money within a 12-month period. Would you concur?
Yeah, I would. I would, definitely. And I think, in fairness, we have to acknowledge a lot of good work is happening. And this is an endorsement of the work that's happening.
And that was Councillor Kieran Brogan. Looking at the weather forecast for this Wednesday evening, sunny spells and scattered showers in light to moderate westerly winds. The showers easing tonight with some clear spells following. Lows of 7 to 9 degrees Celsius tonight in a light west-southwest or variable wind. Sunny spells and scattered showers tomorrow. Top temperatures 15 to 18 degrees Celsius in a light to moderate west to southwest wind. Looking at the main stories, there were anger exchanges in the Dáil today over comments by the Taoiseach on the housing crisis. Yesterday, Mr. Leo Varadkar suggested many people have turned down multiple offers of social housing for whatever reason. That may be one of the reasons homeless figures remain high. Donegal TD and Sinn Féin finance spokesperson Piers Doherty demanded he apologise, claiming he was effectively blaming the homeless for their situation. Parades have taken place today across Northern Ireland as Loyal Order celebrated the 12th of July at 18 venues across the north, including a number in Derry and Tyrone. The PSNI warning of traffic delays right across the north as returning bands and lodges parade in their own areas. Very heavy traffic reported today too in Letterkenny and other parts of Donegal, with many visitors from across the border here for the day. The Cost of Living Coalition says October's budget will be a make or break budget for families who are struggling with rising prices. And almost 100,000 people tuned into the RTE player to watch Ryan Tuberty's appearance at the Public Accounts Committee yesterday. Many more watched independent broadcasting platforms, listened on radio, including on Highland for the opening statements, and also watched on the rockthis.ie website. The eviction notices for this Wednesday evening, the 12th of July. The death has occurred in Consett, County Durham in England, of Tracy Ann Griffin, daughter of Kevin and Alice Griffin, Taoiseach Moy, Ballybofey, reposing at her parents' home from 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 9:15 for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorner, followed by interment in Drumbo Cemetery. Family Flowers Only, please, donations in lieu if desired to the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust, care of Charles Lynch, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Pauline McDermott, née Macbeth, 24 Moorlock Road, Artigarvan, formerly of 15 Windy Hall Road, Dunamana, reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road, Strabane at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in St Patrick's Cemetery, Killena, Dunamana. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has occurred in Glasgow of Daniel John Campbell, Glasgow, formerly of Drim, Glen. His remains will be received into St Constantine's Roman Catholic Church, Glasgow, tomorrow evening at 6:30. Requiem Mass on Friday morning at 10 o'clock, with burial in St Conval's Cemetery, Barhead, at 11:30. The death has occurred of Mary Gillespie, Tully Arvin, Buncrana. Mary's remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral can be viewed on churchservices.tv. And the death has occurred of Johnny McColgan, 359 Grahamsland, Castlefin. Remains reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Castlefin, followed by interment in the adjoining churchyard. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on the Ernie Castlefin Parish Facebook page. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, directly to the Donegal Hospice or via any family member. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 12 noon and from 9:30 tomorrow morning. Rosary at 9 o'clock. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.